심경, 분위기. 대표 기출.
The waves were perfect for surfing. Dave, however, just could not stay on his board. He had tried more than 10 times to stand up, but never managed it. He felt that he would never succeed. He was about to give up when he looked at the sea one last time. The swelling waves seemed to say, "Come on, Dave, one more try." Taking a deep breath, he picked up his board and ran into the water. He waited for the right wave. Finally, it came. He jumped up onto the board, just like he had practiced. And this time, standing upright, he battled the wave all the way back to shore. Walking out of the water joyfully, he cheered, "Wow, I did it!"
It was the day of the final match of National Chess Championship. That morning, Andrew received a call from the nursing home informing him that his granddad's condition had become serious. Indeed, his granddad was his chess master and yearned for his victory more than anyone else. The news played upon Andrew's mind, and in the end, he made a big mistake and lost the game. After the game, he arrived at the nursing home in a gloomy mood, but good news was waiting for him. His granddad was recovering. Though relieved, his heart was still heavy. He said to his granddad, "I tried my best to fulfill your dream, but I failed." "That's all right," said Granddad. "The real lesson of chess is learning how to tame your mind. See, my mind has won the battle over my body. I will recover soon and see you become chess champion one day in perfect health." Now Andrew's mind was at ease, and he could laugh his heart out.
One day, I was in a big dance demonstration while rehearsing in front of many people. I decided that I didn't have to follow the movement of the other dancers exactly. Instead, I chose to move in my own unique way to the rhythm that I felt within my very being. Soon, I sensed that I was in perfect harmony with the music's true rhythm, which led to a great feeling of gratification. Unfortunately, I was not in harmony with the other dancers. I stood out like a sore thumb. The other dancers were annoyed, and the audience laughed at me. Finally, I realized this, and I was very shocked. What made me so different that the audience and the other dancers couldn't share the profound experience I was having? I was so embarrassed that I wanted to hide under a rock.